Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to NetDragon's 2016 first quarter earnings conference call. This time, we also have a live webcast on our website, which you will be able to view the quarter earnings presentation. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. Before the presentation, I would like to remind you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may not be relied upon in the future for various reasons. Non-GAAP data is included as a part of this presentation. Non-GAAP data is not expressly permitted by the Hong Kong Financial Reporting Standards and therefore may not be comparable with other similar indicators. For more details on the non-GAAP financial measures, please refer to the disclosed documents on the company's IR website at www.nd.com.cn/ir. The company's results were released earlier today and are available on our IR website. A webcast replay of the conference call can also be found there following the conclusion of this call in a couple of hours. Please allow me to introduce the management team who will join us today, Dr. Simon Leung, our Vice Chairman and Executive Director, and Ben Yam, our Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Simon.
Well, thank you, Joseph. Greetings. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. Well, it's been a while since we got together, and this is going to be a new experience because we're going to be using some new technology, so I hope you're going to enjoy the experience. What I would do is start out is actually to recap what we closed last year with, and then we're going to take you through what happened in Q1 and then give you a very brief outlook on the rest of the year. Then we'll open it up for question and answer. Starting with the education for 2015 quarter four, we did talk about the commercialization of some of our product in China, so that's why you start to see revenue coming in. We also did say we will continue to invest into new technology, whether it's through acquisition or organic growth or partnership, which is actually a very important theme for us in 2016. Then we also talk about starting working on 3D and VR content because that is the future. Then we also indicated we expect significant growth in revenue and also market share gain in our education business. Just to level set the fiscal year, we also did point it out with the acquisition of Promethean, a larger portion of revenue will be in education, and then the seasonality of the education market worldwide is actually with Q1 and Q4 being the low season and Q2 and Q3 being the peak season. I think when you look at the result and also listening to us talking about the outlook, and you will get a sense of how that impact us quarter-over-quarter. A quick one on gaming is actually we have done very well in our online version and also our expansion in terms of international presence, and more importantly is the trend of the O2O implementation, which is online to offline, and we call it esports. You will see some of the interesting activities or encouraging activities in 2016. With that, let me turn into Q1 2016. Again, I'll start with education. It's actually we are very happy to report that we have a significant growth in our revenue in Q1, mainly driven by the education business, which is something we indicated in the last quarter. We have share gain across the world, across the market. It's actually mainly in the interactive display panels, which is actually the direction and the trend worldwide. A lot of countries are moving from whiteboard to panels, which is actually work into our strength. On the product side, we launched a new version of Classflow, which is our basis to grow our community. We have officially, since we launched, 500,000 registered teachers on the network. If you think about how they connect to the student and then to the parents, we are talking about the opportunity to connect a very significant community. We are on track to our goal, which is actually to build the world's largest global learning community. Continue with the highlight. We did talk about a lot of wins. If we don't win, we won't gain market share. But also very encouraging is that we also open up new markets like Turkey, like Myanmar, like India, which will fuel the future growth of our business. And then in mature market like the U.S., we are doing a lot of large rollout. Miami-Dade County being one, Cypress Fairbank being another, and these are talking about thousands of panels and system being rolled out. And then we're seeing very good growth in the UK. And just for fun, we also saw our first product to the Queen, which is the Buckingham Palace. For those of you who are interested in that, you may want to take note. You cannot grow without the right kind of product, so I'll spend some time talking about product for Q1, which will continue to be the theme for 2016. One of the big development efforts, it will be in the 3D, VR, and AR. Even though we say VR, we are working on both VR and AR. We develop a VR classroom, which can be deployed in a lot of classrooms around the world. I think will help impact how kids learn. We are very excited about that. I did talk about a new release of Classroom earlier with enhanced usability and also functionality. Last but not least is actually our new product, a new panel, which is what the market demand. We launched it in January in the BAT show in London. Continuing on virtual reality, as you heard me talking about our strategy in the education business, or more, I think we should more talk about it as more learning, because education is a part of learning. Our model is actually the partnership model. We want everything to be open, so we can provide the platform to all partners. So the virtual reality platform is no different from any other platform that we have developed. It's one of the world's first open platform that is being developed, and we will open it up for our partners so they can innovate on that platform. We are on the way of creating and establishing the world's largest 3D content library, which is actually work to our strength. We also develop some tools leading by an editor with various scenarios and access to 3D content library to allow developers and partners to innovate and create services and apps. Even more so, we can put this into the hands of teachers and students so they can design their own curriculum or their own lessons themselves. So this way we can help fuel the industry growth. We are very excited about that. And then last but not least, we have established a physical VR experience center in our headquarters in Fuzhou. It's about 200,000 square feet, actually, showcasing all the different technology, both VR and AR. As we speak, there's a lot of capability going in. You're more than welcome to come visit us and experience this firsthand. Turning to gaming, again, a remarkable Q1, very strong growth, at the back of our online gaming, which is our pocket version. I think we figure out how to do mobile and make it sustainable. Our pocket version is part of our PC game, so we can leverage the asset that we have and help to grow revenue per user. Our new game, Calibre of Spirit, continue to perform very well. Ben is going to tell you a little bit more about the financials, but I can tell you, it's actually 1.7 million DAU is something that we all can be very proud of. And also, we are on track to develop brand new online games for our famous game, Eudemon, and also that will be targeted to be launched in later on in 2016. Last but not least, we always talk about our three-pronged strategy to grow: organic growth, partnership, and acquisition. So we have been and continue to be very active in that area. We have acquired CherryPix Alpha. The reason we bought them is actually in two areas. They have a lot of good capability and IP in augmented reality, which is the continuation of virtual reality. So we are very excited to bring all of CherryPix into the NetDragon family. The other one is actually a technology called Star Beacon, which will be able to support all our offline, online and offline implementation, allow us to do proximity marketing, which is actually something that we need for e-sport. So we will continue to look for technology that will help us to grow not only in learning but also in gaming. And last but not least, if we invested into a technology company which is based in Toronto, Canada, that has a wonderful technology which is actually in the area of holographic transmission. We saw the technology. We believe we can apply this across all our businesses in NetDragon, so we decided to invest into it at the same time that we have agreed to create a joint venture with them in Asia Pacific. You will hear more about this tomorrow, probably about 24 hours from now. With that, I'm going to turn the stage over to Ben Yam, our CFO, and he's going to take you through the numbers in detail.
Thank you, Simon. As Simon mentioned, we are excited to report a quarter with remarkable revenue growth. In the quarter, our revenue was $571 million. It was up 132% per quarter. We basically achieved impressive year-over-year growth across the board on all metrics. Gross profit for the quarter was $346 million, was up by 10.9% for the quarter and 67.2% year-over-year. Revenue for the games business was $284 million, up 26.6% year-over-year. Revenue from the education business also grew very significantly and was $279.9 million, was up 33.4% quarter over quarter, and it was a 27 times increase year over year. Adjusted segmental profit from the games business was $107 million, up 5.5% quarter over quarter, and 153.4% year over year. The large increase was driven largely by the success of our new games, including Caliber of Spirit, as well as Redemption Online Pocket version. Adjusted segmental loss from the education business was $146.5 million. It was an increase of 12.3% quarter over quarter as we continue to invest heavily into the education business. On a consolidated basis, our non-GAAP operating loss was $111.8 million. It was up from $8.2 million in Q4. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this operating loss because the increase is actually attributed to factors that we can see on the slide 16, where you can see the bridge between the operating loss for the two quarters, namely Q1, versus Q4 of last year. In a nutshell, the increase in operating loss is due to several factors, and a couple of them is largely unrelated to the core operational performance of the business. One of the factors is the $22.9 million increase in the operating loss of Promethean in Q1 compared to Q4. This increase is something that we have expected because the first quarter is a traditional off-season for the education business. And further, because we are consolidating 3 months of Promethean financials in Q1 versus only 2 months in Q2. As we go into the second quarter, which is the peak season in the international education markets, we expect a very significant uptake in both top line and bottom line. In particular, because of the strong revenue traction that we're getting in Q2, we are on track to reverse the operating loss position of Promethean in Q1 into a operating profit in Q2, and that is excluding exchange difference and potentially some one-off items. If you look at the chart, there are a couple of other items that contributed to the loss differential. You can see that there is a much higher government grant income in Q4 last year compared to Q1. And government grant is something that is bound to fluctuate from quarter to quarter. And the $45 million differential that you can see in the chart is very significant and contributed to a big part of the operating loss this quarter. Also, you can see that there is a 35.3% increase in the net exchange loss, and this exchange loss is actually is predominantly attributable to currency fluctuation exchange as we translate our financial statements from local currencies into our functional currency. And again, this is unrelated to the core operational performance of the business. A word on the cash position, finally, is as of March 31st, our cash equivalents and liquid investments is at 1.43 billion RMB. So with that, I'm actually going to turn back to Simon, who's going to give us a conclusion or an outlook as we go forward.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. I figure I'll give you a quick outlook on the theme for the rest of the year. I think from a revenues, a financial standpoint, you'll continue to see strong revenue growth, both in China and also in the international market. I think in terms of bottom line, is that you will continue work to improve it. Ben already gave you some indication on what's going to be coming. The other factors will be some of these integration synergy will kick in terms of cost. So we are very confident that we are moving in the right direction from a financial standpoint. The other one, a point I want to make is that we will continue invest heavily into technologies and in content because this is actually absolutely critical for our growth, not only in China but worldwide. We will continue expanding to geographies. We'll also leverage the One Belt, One Road initiative to help us to go into some of these other countries in terms of education is concerned. Very quickly on gaming, we'll continue to leverage the excellent growth that we have been seeing in Calibre Spirit, both from the online and the mobile standpoint. I think you will also see significant development in our 3D VR gaming offering. Last but not least, you will see some activities in the eSport area, which is our O2O implementation. With that, I'm going to pause and hand the stage back to Joseph.
Thank you, Simon. And operator, if you can start the Q&A session, please, that would be much appreciated.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no questions at this time, sir. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Sorry, operator, can I just confirm, did you say there's no questions?
Yes, sir, there are no questions at this time. Please go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you so much, because this is probably one of the quickest earnings call I ever attended, but it's okay to set a record. So thank you so much. I think I will see some of you tomorrow at our event in Science Park in Hong Kong. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may all disconnect the lines now.